Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, we're back again, still at the live event, Mr. after Minnesota. This program is sponsored by P2P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. Now, let's talk. I have a natural judge here at the show. Her name's Lenore Theobald, and she's also an IFBA pro, and we just want to see what's going on with the show, how's everything going, and how she's doing, you know, as a judge and as a competitor, seeing this kind of competition. Hey, Lenore, how you doing? Welcome to the show, and just introduce yourself and let everybody know what's going on with you.
I'm doing fabulous. It's an honor to be here today. My name's Lenore Theobald. I'm an IFBA bikini pro and certified NANBF IFPA judge, and just thrilled to be judging this show today. It's an incredible group of competitors. Everybody's natural. We have over 300 competitors this weekend. Everybody's just bringing it. It is some fierce competition out there.
Now, you know, I've seen some shows this year, and it's, you know, it's been maybe 50, 70, having 300 in a venue and this size, I mean, that's got to be, like, breathtaking in itself. And having the judges has to be even more pressure for you.
It is an incredible opportunity. I tell you what, these athletes are simply amazing, and I get more inspired with every athlete that comes out on stage. It's a lot of pressure, but it's good pressure. I mean, these athletes have put in years of work, and it's just an honor to be able to, you know, look at their physiques and give them some feedback.
And I'm sure, you know, you've got a good group of judges, because I saw John and Becky up there as well. Now, when you have, you know, that kind of judging, you know it's going to be a good, clean call. You know, the judges are basically making sure that the best is the best at, on stage and in first place position. So now, year after year, I've noticed, I'm sure you've noticed as well as being a judge, is that the competition is coming in a lot better, a lot sooner, a lot more.
You are completely right. The competition gets fiercer and fiercer every year. That's for certain.
Now, as a judge and a competitor, I mean, I'm sure that's motivation in itself, but, you know, when you get to actually give the criteria and let them know what they're going to do, that's got to be so helpful to the, you know, to the competition that's stepping on stage for the next show.
Absolutely. You know, becoming a judge has been definitely the right thing to do for me personally. It's made me a better competitor. I never realized how difficult it was judging. I had no idea, being a competitor for 2 years and still, until I got on the test panel, and I realized, oh my gosh, this was not as easy as it looked in the audience. But, you know, anybody out there that's interested in becoming a judge, I encourage you to test. It's a great opportunity, but I mean, you're really challenged judging out there for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm glad you said that, because everybody thinks that, you know, judges just walk in, do a couple of scores, and then walk out. There's a lot of strict discipline on the judging side as well, you know, because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so just to inform the people what it really takes in the mindset, you know, the criteria, because I think some people miss the criteria and think, okay, that's the best person on stage looking, but if they don't hit the mandatories and if they're not hitting the poses that they should, you can't score it the way, you know, everybody else might feel.
Absolutely. It's a good process to go through. If anybody's interested, I encourage them to test. And the testing process isn't simple either, but it's a great way to really learn and become better at the sport. For me personally, it's like I said, it's made me a better competitor. It's made me a better coach. I coach girls for posing for bikini and figure, and it's really helped me be able to teach girls and even bring myself, you know, a better package to the stage, because I know how difficult it is to judge, and if there's ways that you can make it easier for the judges to judge you, I really encourage competitors to do that. Because the judges see what they see in the moment. I mean, and that's all they see. They don't see anything else. So it's whatever you bring right then and there at that moment is what you're getting judged on.
Yeah, exactly. And I really know that we need more education. We do need more knowledge. And we do need more prep time as far as critiquing ourselves. You know, because I think that sometimes people miss. You know, because I've said it many times where Jim, good looking, is not stage ready. And I don't care how many people are saying you look great. It doesn't matter until you step on stage and you get that kind of criteria that you need to actually improve.
Absolutely. And, you know, hey, as a judge, personally, I feel like, you know, I improve every time I'm judging as a judge. And I always go for feedback from people like John and Becky Arnold and other experienced judges in the panel. We're always looking as judges to be better and to make sure that we're all following the criteria. And, you know, it's just a really great sense of camaraderie. The other really awesome thing is that all the judges today have been competitors themselves. So they get it. They know what it takes to get up on stage and the hours and all those, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into it. They really respect that. So, been an honor today to be here. I really appreciate it.
And I know you got to go, so we're gonna let you get on back to your job, because like I said, this is a live show and you are doing some live judging, so I'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, the next person we want to have on here is Roy. Lori Yokel, she's going to be talking in a minute. And it's so many people here at the event, so it's all kinds of crazy. And as you can see, there's, well, you can't see, but you can hear. It's all kinds of craziness going on. There's people running back and forth. I'm saying hi to hello to people. And it's just all kinds of nuts. Man, my buddy just won first place, and he's super elated. So I'm giving congrats and kudos as the show's happening. You really have to understand this is such a great time and such a great venue. You know, people are just happy just walking through here. And I have Lori here now. She's going to introduce herself and introduce herself to the world. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, I'm Lori Yokel. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Lori, introduce yourself and let the people know who you are.
All right. Well, I am a figure competitor. I was actually out here at Mr. and Mrs. Natural last year for my first show, and now I'm actually a C4P-sponsored athlete, and I also have my own modeling and talent agency.
Okay. Tell us a little about the modeling talent agency so we can get you out there.
Oh, thank you. Actually, currently at this time, I only have fit male models, and the models and talents, I should say, actually range around, we have 13 states that we're covering right now, and I have a total of 9 photographers that we work with, as well as...
Oh, wow.
So we're slowly growing, and then we are also kicking off events, which starts... In 1 week, we have one in Rochester, Minnesota, which is called The Fire. And then following that, 2 weeks later, we have one called Cowboys at the Barn. And that one is June 5th. So, and they're all, most of the models, you know, they used to be competitors. So, you know, I've found a lot of them actually through fitness, obviously, and through competition.
Now, when you are dealing with models, is it much easier to deal with them because of having to, you know, practice posing and all the other things that encompass this figure and bodybuilding community? I'm sure it has to help in some way.
Yeah, Well, it actually, that's what helped me build the company, due to the fact that I know from, you know, experience on a daily basis, like what you go through, dedication, the drive, and everything else that you have to actually put in to maintaining those body types and the physique is not easy. And it also drove me to begin start this business to, you know, let people know that they're worth, right? You work this hard, and if you are actually beautiful and you want to step it up, then you're able to come to me and I'm able to help you walk through and level up, right? Not necessarily am I going to be able to get to some major gigs, but I'll be able to get to some major agencies, and then I'm going to be your connection. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help everybody level up, you know, where they're at if they'd like to take it farther.
Okay, put your name out there again and your business so people might be trying to write this down. I don't want them to miss that opportunity.
All right, cool. It's Hotties for Hire, or otherwise known as H for H, and they call me Mama Lori.
Okay. So I hope everyone got that. Lori, now, you've been seeing some of the competitors. You've been helping with the P4P booth. I mean, just say how you feel being up in here in this kind of atmosphere.
Being a part of is amazing, and you also get to see everybody. Not only do you see them after they come off the stage, but when I walk around, I actually took a little break. I was able to talk to a bikini competitor, and I remember and or shared with her also the fears, you know, because we all go through it, right? It's not easy stepping up on that stage, so this is pretty amazing to be able to see that. And then also hand out these samples to the individuals to share such a wonderful product. It's been amazing.
And it's really a joy being in here together. I'm loving the atmosphere. I'm loving the energy that everybody's bringing, and you know, just the people winning and coming on stage, and we get to be right there as they do. That's got to be a great feeling, especially being a competitor. As far as motivating yourself to actually get better, you know, on your own, and help other people get better, you know, with their lives too.
Right, yeah, and you can't go wrong being in a competition. I mean, the energy is just ecstatic, you know? Again, you really pump them up. Even if somebody doesn't look pumped up, we're able to pump them up, right? Because we know what it's like, been there, done that. It's amazing.
Yes, and it's so much fun, you know, when people ask you, and you can actually give an honest response because you actually know what you're saying, when they say, you know, I feel a certain way, and then, you know, I'm thinking I got this. You're like, well, you know, there's some things that you can work on and improve for next show, and it's not, you know, degrading to them at all. You're basically just saying this is what it takes to get better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we actually had an individual. He just stopped at the booth, and I looked at him, and you know, we asked if he wanted a sample, and he said sure. You know, we gave him one of the margarita pre-workouts, and we asked if he had already been on stage due to the fact that it was a pre-workout. So when he stopped, he was like, yeah, I'm done. You know, but he wasn't smiling, so I looked at him like, you're on stage. I'm like, what's your place? He's like, fourth, please, fourth. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're able to at least, you know, pop them up, because we're our worst critics, right? So this isn't easy stuff. We need each other to support. So P4P's got that. It's a great team.
Yes, and just to clarify, when you say the margarita, we want to make sure we're not serving alcohol here.
Oh, that's why you look at me funny. No, man. No alcohol. All good. Natural. Come on now.
Yes. And it's one of the flavors that B4B offers. So just go ahead and talk about that for a minute.
The flavor? These flavors are amazing. And, you know, one of the main ones that's really hitting it off well for myself, actually, is the blue raspberry. The Alter Ego Blue Raspberry, and I'm just loving it. You know, I take a pre-workout. Well, you know, running an agency, I'm up a lot. And so pre-workout's really good for me. However, it is really good right before I go to the gym and I got a good pump on. So, I mean, I really enjoy that. Really enjoy these products. So they're amazing. And also the proteins. You know, proteins are awesome. They got great flavor. Really good in pancakes, you know. I mean, you can make tons of different desserts with protein if you really step it up and look up some good recipes. You know, and this flavor in this is just amazing. It's all natural. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Exactly. And, you know, how excited are you to find out, you know, the manufacturer that we're bringing on has even better flavors and is going to be doing even more for the P4P supplementation line?
That's awesome. It's going to be amazing. It's especially expanding is, you know, I mean, how exciting, right? You know, just to make it even better.
And I'm like, I feel like a kid for Christmas. It's like, you know, okay, when do we get our shipments?
Well, you know, that's really cool because because like when you're competing or when you, you know, you live this type of lifestyle, some people think it's so monotonous and you just get really bored, right? So when you bring on new and it tastes good and it's something you look forward to, that even helps you, right? It helps push you a little bit, maybe a step farther, or, you know, take it up a couple levels.
I had a chance to get the chocolate mint, and I was waiting to see what was going to happen with that, and everything was so good. And I'm like, okay, wait, what's the catch? And you know, I'm wanting to know what's going on. Why does this taste so good? And what's the catch? When does the aftertaste kick in? And nothing. Everything was just like it was supposed to be, and it tasted great. And it, you know, all the way up from start to finish.
Right. Exactly. No aftertaste. That's a good. It's a great product. That's all I know. I have enjoyed it. Every single one that I've tasted. Chives.
Now, which, other than the blue raspberry, which one is your favorite protein? Because mine is the cake batter. I get that cake batter. My goodness. I have to be careful with that.
Well, I actually like chocolate because the cake batter one that I like cake too much. That's for me, for personal, right? So chocolate's like always, I can't go wrong. Any chocolate, I dip right into the chocolate. That's my thing. That's my go-to. So when I'm really dieting out or dieting down, you know, then with the chocolate, then I don't need to look for that extra snack, you know, or cheat, you know, or whatnot, right? I just have my protein. So even if I got to take, you know, a quarter of a cup or whatever, you know, it satisfies me.
I like that point. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we fall prey to cravings too, just like anybody else. And, you know, if we can bypass that Snickers bar and stay on point with the diet because we had the right kind of, you know, prep and food and supplements, then that's even better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you don't want it to be boring. You want to know there's something to look forward to. You know, just because you look good and you look good, it doesn't mean it's always easy, right? So
you best believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what's beautiful about it is that, you know, we have this variety of flavors. So, you know, like this morning, Tyann had hooked me and Meshack up with some of her protein pancakes, and I think it was the cinnamon, the. Oh, I can't think of it. The cinnamon, the cinnamon flavored protein, and it was just so good. I mean, just so good.
Oh, that upside one for pancakes. That's a good idea. You know, because I make pancakes for my kids, but it's not always out of protein, right? So then I sit there and I'm like, oh man, I want some. You know, so I'll have to take up some different flavors and some for pancakes too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And you know, she makes them. And last time she had them with I think we had some cookies where they had them, and I was like, no, this can't be a cookie. This cannot be, you know, because when you find out what the ingredients are, you almost feel like you're being lied to, like you're being punked or something. Like there's no way.
Huh? Yeah, well, the flavors are amazing. I mean, that's another thing that helps us with the product also be natural, right? And that's what's important. You don't want to be fed something that's not, you know, you don't know what's on ingredient or on the, you know, the ingredient list. We don't know how we're putting in our body that much time. So we got to make sure, right? So it's important to us as well as.
Yeah, it's very important. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can derail us without even thinking. And you're like, oh, no, you know, because it's like sometimes when you're carb-depleted, you do make a choice that you will regret. And I'm so glad that we have those things that can keep us from getting to that point where we even have to step over or make a mistake.
Right, exactly. And as much as we have to take, the intake that we have to put into our body, you're right, it's extremely important.
And I wish more people would understand, you know, that, you know, they try to deny that, you know, I'm hungry for something or I'm craving for something. And there are people that can step away from that and never, you know, that'd never be an issue for them. But that's not everybody. I mean, all of us have a sweet tooth. All of us have cravings. And all of us, you know, want certain foods at certain times. It doesn't mean, you know, the prep is going to automatically stop that from happening.
Right. Right. Yeah, we're human. All of us are human. That's for sure.
Yeah, you best believe that. Go ahead.
But the one thing I was going to say is that it's really neat because my daughter, she's going to be 13, and she's been a gymnast since she was 5. And so she actually rocks the protein. So when I pick her up from gymnastics, which she practices 15 hours a week, so I always have a protein drink when she gets in the car. So, you know, my kids love this stuff, too. You know, it's not like I'm feeding it to them every day. However, for her, it's important that she has that intake, you know, the macros, right? So this protein's good for them, too. So, and I mean, you got to start them off right. How are they going to know if you don't teach them, right? So.
Exactly. I love that. That's got me smiling from ear to ear. You just don't know. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. You know, something that I would have never dreamed about when I was growing up is macros. And the fact that, you know, the next generation is good, that's wonderful to hear, you know. They don't, because Chad and I were on the first podcast, we're talking about the, you know, the bro science and how much it has inhibited the growth of a natural physique to be its best potential just because people are coming up with such craziness. I mean, that's the best way to say it. It's such craziness. It's like, where do you get these ideas? And like, you could be so much further ahead in your metabolism and your physique and your overall appearance if you weren't taking in such bad knowledge. Well, I won't call it knowledge. Such bad information.
Right, but they don't know. You know what I mean? If it's not out there, how are they going to know? So until you teach them, that's the only way. And the only way to do it is little by little, you know, bit by bit. And the best way to start is actually with the kids. So, and for me, it's important. My kids actually have been with me since the beginning after I had also lost 70 pounds. So, you know, I've maintained to keep it off. They watched me get up on the stage. They watched me. Well, I have to tell you, last Mother's Day, my daughter actually made me, they make me breakfast in bed. So last year, I was competing at this show. So what she did was she made tilapia and asparagus for my breakfast in the oven, and she brought it to me in my bedroom. And because that's what I was eating for breakfast. So it was incredible. I was just like, you just made me tilapia and asparagus for breakfast? But that's how involved my children are. So they are there every step of the way. They know my diet. They know what's good, what's not, you know? So.
Yes. And, you know, I've learned that anything that's done in love, children will grasp on so tight and so much faster than basically, you know, you're making it sound like a pain or a chore. It's basically how you approach it is how they approach it. And children
right.
are basically mirrors, miniature mirrors of everything we do.
Exactly. So if you're teaching them about, you know, health and fitness and exercise and macros, and you teach them a different way of life than what the world really knows, then, you know, little bit by little bit, probably aren't even going to have stages when they get old. You know, there's going to be all physique for people walking around. Just kidding. But you got to be able to, you know, you got to teach them. It started at a young age. It's a good thing.
And it's such a blessing because, you know, there's so many bad health choices for children and young adults now that it's really frightening. And, you know, there's businesses that are fighting to keep that bad health in the forefront and risking the children's health. And it's like, well, without the parents or friends of the parents or relatives, those bad options are always going to be there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, and you can't change the world all at once, right, little bit by little bit. So if you can start somewhere, that's good, you know. And, you know, one of the things that I always try to teach not only my children but their friends is, you know, get away from the TV. You know, we actually don't have TV at our house. My son does, however, have video games, but he knows, you know, like, let's get outside. Let's go do stuff, you know. Oh, time to go to the gym. Oh, time to go to practice. Oh, you know, so you got to get him started, you know. It's not good to just sit. So it's not only just the nutrition, it's also, you know, their actual regimen during the day.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to tell him to, you know, get his butt in gear if you got your butt moving, you know. And that's always a blessing in itself. We joke about it and we laugh about it, but, you know, all right, if you're the teacher and the preacher, then you basically got to be doing it yourself.
Right. Well, actually, what's funny is we live in a smaller town outside of Rochester, and everybody knows that I'm a bodybuilder all in the school. So I have middle school and the elementary all pretty much covered. They'd Google me and everything, and they're like, oh, that's Leandoa's mom. She's a bodybuilder. So they can't preach it without taking it themselves. now, because then their friends are going to hold them accountable. And I that's how I live. Like, I try to keep myself accountable, and now I see them implementing it, right? They got to look good, too, because now their mom's, like, looking good, so they can't slack off, right? So, yep, show them. It's a show me, don't tell me kind of program.
And that's the most successful one, you know, because I remember, like, just an example. But one of my family members was a smoker and always told us not to smoke. And I would always ask, well, you know, why are you telling me not to do something that seems like you enjoy on a regular?
Right. Yeah, you got to be the example. And I grew up with, you know, alcoholics in the family, smokers, you know, people eating not healthy. And you know, I grew up with it all, you know, and my kids are actually foreign to it. They're kind of like, what's this? Why is your cupboard now full of freaking supplements? Like, no, they just don't understand, you know? They don't know that way of life, which is good. It's good, but not everybody's there, you know? Hopefully we can start spreading more of it.
I really believe, you know, that we've, the bad health has been so bad that basically the pendulum is swinging to where good health is having a chance again, where we could start changing lives and minds. Because without us basically doing it for ourselves and showing that it can be done, people just stay in the same rut that they've been in, basically the same rut we used to be in until we learned better.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can see it, like, especially the smoking, right? So, like, America's
yes.
caught on to no smoking in the buildings. You know, you don't see very many people smoking anymore. You know, my kids, if there's ever a smoke, they're just grossed out. You know, when I was a kid, I was curious. I wanted to try it, you know, and I did, you know. So it's like, they might too, but it's going to be less than when they get to be a little bit older, you know, and more expensive, right? I mean, my God, would you buy a pack of smoke? No way, dude. There's no way.
No, I mean, I said you could buy 3 tubs of protein.
Exactly. I was going to say that, but, or, you know, one alter ego.
Right. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Yes. We got the giveaway we got to put out, the cohort. So once again, if you send Tyann an email, the code word is, the secret code word is 10,000 links. That's for the first one. And for the second one, the second caller to call in, if you put, since it's Minnesota, we got to go with Prince. That'll be the other one. So the first person to send in to Tyann's email, the 10,000 links code word, secret code word, wins a month's supply of Alter Ego. And the second person that sends her the email, the secret code word is Prince. So for whoever does that, gets a month-long supply of Alter Ego. And like Lori was saying, come on now, that you pick your flavor. And if you got a favorite, you definitely want that month supply. And it's free. So go ahead and send it in now and let the world know that, you know, P4P is changing lives and, you know, and giving opportunities. So, Lori, back to you and, you know, talking about, you know, us making a change. It's a good change. You know, it's not just, you know, we have an idea, we hope it works. Good health always works.
Right. Yeah, you got, health is a broad, you know what I mean? There's so much in health. It's mental, spiritual, you know, emotional, physical, everything. You know, you got it all. You got to balance it out, feed it well. You know, so when my diet's off, you know, the rest of me's off. You know, so having P4P backing that with the natural product is a good thing because, you know, even if, like, I miss a meal, I can, you know, hit a protein shake, you know. So not that I would try to promote that. However, it's there. The option's there, you know. So it's not like I have to grab something that's unhealthy now. I can actually grab something that's healthy to keep that balance. And that's important to me, you know, and my family. Balance is good because when you're off, you know, everything else is off. So you need to
keep
in mind.
That's such a good point, you know, and you know, I liken it to when I'm at the gym and people are working out with me and they get maybe a week in, 2 weeks in, and they start saying, you know, how they start seeing life differently and how they start feeling better and everything just starts to improve. And I'm thinking, you know, this is what's been missing in our reality. where we don't, we sometimes get in that rut, you know, like you were saying, and then you step out and back into good health, and everything basically gets back to a good normal.
Right. Yeah, you know, once you get off kilter, it's all right, but just get back into it. You know, don't beat yourself up. You know, slowly get back into it if you do. You know, and if you're not into it yet, just go slow with it, you know, or find somebody that will help you to go get slow and, you know, grow, take it, make it a way of life instead of, you know, just, oh my gosh, I want to drop 50 pounds. You know, come on. Why don't you just work on your overall health, you know, and then if you drop 50 pounds, woohoo, you know, but don't, I try not to make it, you know, like a goal. It's more of a lifestyle. You know, it has to be a lifestyle change, though.
Yes. Very well said. Very well said. And it's so beautiful to hear that. That's just, look at the goosebumps. But anyway, I just love when people take part in life and see the benefits of it and then share it. And then it seems like it comes full circle and it's always improving every time that circle swings back to you. So, you know, the fact that you're bringing your children up, you know, I was talking to Stephanie Casella, and, you know, her family is basically supporting her, and because of that support, they basically grew in their fitness. And then you talk to, you know, Charmaine, and Charmaine's talking about her children and how they are involved in being healthy and fit. And then to hear you speaking such wonderful things about your children and all they know about fitness, and it's like it's not even a thought to them when they talk about macros. I mean, this is something I basically had to have drilled in my head. Because it's like, what are you talking about? You know, it's like even when I was understanding it, it still had to be explained again because you have to have that knowledge. And if you don't have the knowledge, what's that Booker T. Washington when he said, you know, it's so easy to raise a child than to repair a broken man, you know, because we have to unlearn so many things, basically start learning the stuff that's right.
Yeah, that is so true, especially starting a business. Oh, my goodness. You have to go against the grain on many, many things. But I honestly can say that competition and sponsorships, you know, probably have been some of the most amazing things and things that I've done, tried, conquered, went through. You know, I'm not a pro, nor do I ever think I don't know if I'll ever be. But however, it's a lifestyle now for me. You know, and people have watched me for since 2008 change that lifestyle. I was 205 pounds, you know. So now they see me and they're like, dang, this is really – you know, the way Lori lives, you know. So now I attract it. People are like, okay, I want what she's got, you know. So it's more of learning a new way of life, you know, and teaching it and not just talking about it, you know. And then you start attracting it, like you said, about the kids. But not only about that. I mean, the modeling agency, they came to me, you know. So it was like, it was awesome. So they saw that I had something and that I was living it. And now I'm able to make a business out of it. So.
Well, I'm glad that business is taking off. I'm glad you're doing well. And I'm also glad to hear, you know, that there's so many things that, you know, you're still willing to challenge yourself to improve on and get better. Because I think that in the end, that's what this is all about, you know, a constant improvement, a constant improvement of self and of others. And the sharing of everything that you soak in, you know, you basically spill out into others so they can understand exactly why, the why you do it, you know, because if it's a lifestyle, this is something you do daily, and, you know, it's not something that's a chore, it's not something that's hard, it's something that basically just comes natural because it's the new normal.
Right, yep, and that's the way you want it. That's what you want it, you know? I mean, otherwise, I guess then I'd be in the wrong business if this wasn't my way of life, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to sell something if you don't live it, so... That's important, not only from a sales point, but also from just living standpoint, you know. And I enjoy the fitness world. They are, you couldn't go wrong. I'm in recovery. I got 20 some years from alcohol and drugs, and you know the fitness world is amazing. I don't have to battle with that, and I fit right in. You know, we lift things up, we put them down. You know, we eat well, and then that's what we teach and preach. You know, so it's a good thing.
Amen to that. Well, Lori, thanks so much for taking your time doing the show and done at the booth. Go ahead.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. Thank you for letting me be part of the podcast. And everybody, check out Hotties for Hire. you know, go check out the guys, say some comments. We have a Facebook page. Everybody can include that if they'd like. Join it. Watch. We got three more guys coming on this next week, so things are going to get exciting with the events going on.
All right. You've heard the word. The show's still going on. Thanks again. Show. And next episode, you know, remember, we still got other podcasts coming on. We've got great, the manufacturer is going to be on. And like I said, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have something that everybody's going to want to be a part of. Stay tuned. I'm telling you, we have something very special about to happen. And it's dealing with a lot of the bigger names in the natural community. And we're going to sit down and just have a lot of fun in introducing people to who has been basically setting the foundation for what, you know, what a lot of us are enjoying right now. And they basically struggled with it and still stayed with it with a passion that would kind of embarrass most of us. So when you have a chance, support the podcast. We'll be doing some call-ins later on this year, and I hope everybody enjoys it. P4P Real Talk, we are out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very well. Goodness gracious, you're good.